Let's turn now to the humanitarian crisis unfolding in northern Ethiopia. A war between rebels in Tigray and Ethiopia's central government has forced hundreds of thousands of people to flee their homes, many of them seeking safety in neighboring countries. The fighting has halted emergency services in many communities in need and overwhelmed hospitals. Fatima Satur is with the International Committee of the Red Cross in Addis Ababa, and she joins us now. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony.
Fatima, give us a sense of what's happening in the north of the country. How dire is the situation?
As you know, the conflict in northern Ethiopia continues to evolve, and hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced, which has put a huge pressure on the region's healthcare system, and most importantly, on the medical staff. Thankfully, we managed yesterday to get our first flight, which flew from Addis to Mekele in Tigray, and we were able to deliver life-saving medical supplies for the first time in many months.
So it sounds like there's an opportunity there to improve the situation for people on the ground, right?
Of course, and we're hoping that this flight is the first one of a series of flights, and that we will be able to provide more and more medical assistance through air, but also road.
Right. Give us a sense of what life is like in the north, in Tigray, just for normal people trying to get by, and what the situation is like in these camps where displaced people are currently living.
The situation is worrying, but not only in Tigray, but also in Amhara and Afar. And some people, some families have been displaced not only once, but twice sometimes. And those are people who moved without anything, but their clothes, they arrive in urban areas. So I worried for their kids. Also, they would have to think about life-saving activities where they don't have access to a job, they don't have access to cash or communication. Sometimes they even lost contact with their families. So, yeah, this is how the situation is looking like.
Fatima, I'm reading as well that there are a lot of challenges, especially for the ICRC doctors who've had to do things like replace disinfectant with salt to clean wounds. Can you talk a little bit about how this war has had an impact on the healthcare system? What are some of the challenges facing your team?
The healthcare system, not only in Tigray, also in Amhara and Afar, in the north of Ethiopia, has been severely impacted by the conflict. And the colleagues who were in Tigray, who just came back from Tigray, they saw doctors using single-use items like gloves, surgical materials, and what they do, they have to wash them and to reuse them. And this obviously increased the risk of a patient to have complication, to have infection. So, I mean, at the same time, when I think about the assistance that we were able to provide yesterday, I can imagine that it's quite a big relief.
Absolutely. And yet the situation sounds very, very serious. There have been talks of a national dialogue between the Tigrayan rebels and the central government. I'm wondering, when you talk to the people affected by this war, what are they telling you? What do they want to see happen? What are they hoping for?
People just want to go back to normal. They want their kids to go back to school. They don't want to worry about what to eat in the evening or to prevent themselves from eating three meals per day because they don't have enough. So this is what people are wishing for.
Understandable. Fatima Satur is with the International Committee of the Red Cross. She's based in Addis Ababa, talking to us about the humanitarian crisis unfolding right now in northern Ethiopia. Fatima, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony.